Over the last two decades, white nose syndrome has decimated multiple bat species here in Wisconsin and across the U.S.
Because of that, accidental bat deaths from wind turbines are having a bigger impact than they usually would.
The state DNR is proposing a rule that would require wind operations in the state to make some changes to protect bats. That rule is currently open for public comment.
Stacy Rowe is an Endangered Resources Energy and Transportation Specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Stacy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Before we dig into the proposed rule changes, I want to look at the basic concern here, the worry that wind turbines can have an impact on our bats, our bat populations in Wisconsin. What do we know about the impact of bat turbine impacts?
Yeah, so bats, unfortunately, are drawn to wind turbines for unknown reasons, whether they think that they're trees or are drawn in for other purposes. But because of that, wind turbines throughout the United States have had a negative impact on bats, killing upwards of 1 million of them each year.
So what are the proposed changes in Wisconsin rules that could help deal with that problem?
So we are looking at requiring turbines both currently on the ground as well as proposed facilities to implement higher cut-in speeds for their turbines, which essentially means that the turbines will not start rotating until they're at a certain wind speed, whether that's the 3.5, 5, or 6.9 being proposed. That will allow the turbines to, in certain areas, to have fewer chances to have bats running into the turbines or being drawn to the wind facilities when those turbines are rotating.
Now, part of the change here, and this can sound a little bureaucratic, has to do with the incidental take rules. And I'm hoping you can explain that. I'm on the mailing list for incidental take notifications for the DNR. I don't really know what that means or how those fit into rules. What is that?
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, our state endangered species law prohibits impacts or take or essentially killing of state endangered and threatened animals all throughout Wisconsin. We currently have what's called a broad incidental take permit out there for cave bat species, which allows some taking or killing of bats throughout the state, which up until this point did not have any requirements of the wind proponents because we just did not know enough research or have enough information to know how best to protect bats as a result of wind turbine impacts. And now that we are seeing research that's coming out documenting that, yes, curtailment and higher cut-in speeds works, this is why we're implementing this broad incidental take permit, which will allow for some taking of bats to occur if the turbines are able to implement these curtailment restrictions.
Now, I understand some of the rule changes would be date-specific and maybe time-specific at night in particular and during the height of bats flying around when they're not hibernating, I guess. How would this work timing-wise?
So timing-wise, we'd only be looking at when the bats are active, which is typically April through October. We also are focusing on evening or nighttime hours, so essentially from sunset to sunrise when bats are most active.
And is this location-based as well?
Yes, so it is also location-based. We are looking at essentially two areas. So we are focusing on what we are calling bat priority areas, meaning that if you are within a certain distance of a known bat hibernaculum or maternity roost, there will be higher curtailment or cut-in speeds required, which is the speeds will be so high that we are essentially avoiding impacts to bats. Elsewhere throughout the state, there will be requirements, but because you're not as close to a known bat hibernaculum or maternity roost, then those cut-in speeds will be lower, recognizing that there will be some take, but it will be minimized to the extent that we can minimize it.
I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. If the blades of the turbine are turning faster, that's safer for bats?
So what it means by having a higher cut-in speed is that the blades will not start spinning until the wind speeds are at a certain higher wind speed. So the lower the wind speed, then the blades will not be moving until they reach that higher wind speed.
Gotcha. Now, I would imagine there's concern from people operating wind farms that this will have an economic impact. If they're turning the turbines less, well, then they're going to produce less energy. What do you know about concerns and how these kind of things have impacted production elsewhere in the country?
Yeah, there certainly are that concerns. And we did meet with various wind stakeholders prior to putting this out for public notice to try and understand those concerns ahead of time and really get an idea as to what at that time, you know, what we think the impacts would be. We do know that there are certain similar requirements in other states, including Minnesota, Illinois, as well as other states out east. There also are federal recommendations for those federally listed bats to have these very similar curtailment and cut-in speeds as well.
Now, this is a rule change process. You're in a public comment period right now. When you have a public comment period, who is invited to comment? What kind of things are you hoping to hear from residents, stakeholders, whoever might join in?
Yeah, we are asking for everyone from the public, general public, to comment on this, from biologists, from those who have concerns about bats, and especially our wind stakeholders. We want to know how this is going to work for them, if we can make things better, while at the same time protecting our bat species. You know, we at the Wisconsin DNR are certainly encouraging renewable energy throughout the state, but at the same time, we want to do what we can to protect our bat species and are trying to meet in the middle with this broad incidental take permit to ensure that we're meeting both needs.
So what's the timeline like on a process like this? Is it possible that these new rules, maybe modified some, would be in effect in time for the bat season 2025?
That's the goal. So right now, the public comment period did get extended. It is now ending January 15th, 2025. After that point, we will be reviewing all the comments that are received and are hopeful that we can get enough in there to, you know, to possibly make some changes. Again, we want to be making sure that any changes that are made are going to be for the benefit of the bats. And if we can help out the wind industry as well, that's the goal. But yes, the ultimate goal is to get these finalized in time for the bat active season to start in April.
We're talking about proposed DNR rule changes aimed at decreasing bat deaths caused by impact with wind turbines. Our guest is Stacy Rowe, Endangered Resources, Energy and Transportation Specialist for the DNR. Stacy, we're talking about bats in particular because wind power is not the only concern, right? We've had this long-running problem with white nose syndrome being part of the threat to bats in the state. Can you talk about the state of our bat populations?
Yeah, so white nose syndrome reached Wisconsin in 2014. So we've been living with it, dealing with it for over 10 years now. And unfortunately, our four cave bat species are very negatively impacted by white nose syndrome, and their populations have significantly declined, even to the point of one of them being a federally threatened species and another species also being federally proposed to be listed. So they've really negatively impacted our bats. And we're just starting to potentially see those populations maybe start to recover, maybe not, but it's going to take a very, very long time to see bat populations get to where they used to be 10 years ago.
Which species is most particularly worrisome right now?
So the we have four cave bats that are state listed in Wisconsin. They are the northern long-eared bats, the tricolored bat, as well as the little and big brown bats.
And which one did you say was federally threatened right now?
The northern long-eared bat is the species that is federally threatened, and the tricolored bat is the one that is being proposed for federal listing.
And what kind of efforts, apart again from this wind turbine issue, what kind of efforts have there been in the state to help, figure out what the problem is, what's leading to the spread of white nose syndrome, and to help bats deal with it?
Yeah, our DNR BAT team has been doing quite a bit of assisting with other types of research, including looking at the fungus itself. How can we vaccinate our bats for that fungus, and just other ways that we can really prevent the spread of that fungus from spreading to other hibernacula and prevent those from impacting our bats.
Can you talk a little bit about the benefits that bats bring to humans and to ecosystems?
Bats are really prolific insect eaters, and so they do quite a number on eating not only just mosquitoes. We all don't like mosquitoes here, but other insects as well. And just really by being a part of that ecosystem, by allowing, you know, having feeding on the insects and also having some predators feed on bats, they're right in the middle of our ecosystem, where they're going to be providing a lot of benefit, both from, again, eating on insects as well as getting preyed on from other predators.
Bringing things back to wind power now, supposing this rule is passed, I understand there's going to be some data collection going on for years to see what kind of impact this has. Can you talk about that? What specifically would you be looking at?
Yeah, so the other piece of the broad install take permit is to implement monitoring for those turbines not within a bat priority area. And the monitoring is going to be looking at exactly what kind of bats are being impacted from the curtailment regimen that we're going to have these turbines be following. If the turbines are still seeing a high mortality in bats, we may want to implement other measures. And if we're not seeing high mortality, well, then we may want to, you know, look at other things as well. But we're really just trying to document within Wisconsin how these measures are going to be helping or not help our bat populations.
And we mentioned that public comment period earlier. If people want to weigh in, what do they do to share their thoughts?
The public is more than welcome to email me. My email address is stacy.rowe@wi.gov. They can mail me comments at my Janesville DNR address, which is listed on the public notice. They can also call in comments as well, although it is a little bit easier to mail or email them in.
And we'll share that information online as well. Stacy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
Stacy Rowe is an Endangered Resources, Energy, and Transportation Specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She talked to us today about the agency's proposed rule changes aimed at decreasing bat deaths caused by wind turbines. Again, the agency is taking public comments now through mid-January on those proposed changes.